The Great Zoo of China. Written by Matthew Riley and read by Sean Mangan. The entire castle trembled as the two airliner-sized dragons went rolling back into the enormous entry atrium. For a few moments, the two beasts were a single entity, a mass of yellow and black limbs intertwined with red and black ones, with two flailing tails added to the mix. The ground rumbled as they fought, jaws snapping, claws rearing. The two yellow jacket princes leapt to the aid of their emperor and joined the fight with the earless red-bellied black emperor, at the same time as the two red-bellied princes from the atrium charged in to defend their massive brother. CJ didn't need to be offered another chance. "Come on," she called. "Get up onto that catwalk and follow it out of this place." The group obeyed. Within moments, they were up on the catwalk, running south. Sure enough, it led out of the castle to a long pedestrian bridge that stretched over to a vehicle turnaround attached to the ring road. It was all designed, CJ figured, so that guests could be dropped off here, walk through the ruined castle on the elevated catwalks, and then be picked up later at another turnaround. Right then, she didn't care. She hoped by now that some kind of security force or rescue team had been dispatched to come and get them. If she couldn't get her group to the administration building, then at least she had to get them out in the open, where they could be spotted by a closed-circuit camera or a rescue chopper. Running out in front of the others, she dashed across the pedestrian bridge and arrived at the turnaround. About 200 meters to the south, down the black bitumen ring road, was a tunnel that bored into a sloping section of the western crater wall. At the moment, the mouth of the tunnel was sealed by a thick barred gate. Towering above the tunnel, built into the sloping hillside, was the administration building. Zhang saw it too. "There's an internal entrance to the admin building inside that tunnel. Go!"